crowds in Manila in the Philippines, hoping Pope Francis could hear their words. "We love you, Pope Francis," they said. The pontiff is on a rare visit to the Philippines, and tomorrow he travels to Tacloban, the city that was devastated by Super Typhoon Haiyan in November 2013. One person who is watching the visit very closely, albeit from here in the U.S., is Father Patrick Longalong, a parochial vicar at St. Francis de Sales Parish in Queens, New York, and coordinator of the Filipino Diocesan Apostolate. Father Longalong, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you actually ministered to the very big Filipino diaspora in Queens. How are your parishioners reacting to the Pope's visit to the Philippines?
They were pretty excited. As a matter of fact, many of them are there now in the Philippines just so that they would be with their families to see Pope Francis.
And we're hearing reports about T-shirts and commemorative dolls and all kinds of trinkets that are for sale in the Philippines. Are you seeing that in Queens as well?
I don't see it in Queens, but I heard of people asking their relatives in the Philippines to purchase these things for them and send it back here in New York.
Well, what makes this visit so important to Filipinos and apparently Filipino-Americans as well?
Because of the nature of the visit, it's not really a political visitation. It is more of out of mercy, out of compassion. So a lot of people look up to him as a sign of hope, as a sign of inspiration to make the situation better.
Is there a difference between Filipino Catholics and, let's say, American Catholics?
In terms of religiosity, I think they're a lot more expressive. They tend to be very passionate about the expression of faith. It's very similar, but I guess it's culturally motivated.
And why do you think that is? Why are they more more expressive, maybe more religious?
We just grew up that way. It's our country has been 90% Catholic, so it's just a way of life for us. You know, you can't take away our Catholicism from our culture.
How do Filipino Catholics react to some of the more liberal stances that Pope Francis has taken since he has been the Pope? And I'm talking about things ranging from divorce to gays.
If you know and understand the Filipino faith, they would follow whatever the Pope would say, especially when it comes to bringing people together, because that's how much they trust the leadership of the and the office of the papacy. We will be open to whatever teaching and wisdom he could impart to us. And I know for a fact that because Pope Francis is a person that is engaging, there are many people in the Philippines who came back into the church, who started attending Mass, you know, who is now becoming more active in their community.
There's also a sizable Muslim population in the Philippines, and they've actually welcomed the Pope's visit in some comments that have been made so far. But can you talk a little bit about that, how he might reach out to the Muslim community there?
The Muslim community is actually looking forward to Pope Francis' visit because they have hoped that his presence there would initiate or move forward the effort to bring about peace talks and unite the Filipino community together. Not a lot of people know that the Islam religion had been in the Philippines prior to Spanish colonization. So this is something that we have to acknowledge.
Have you ever been there for one of the papal visits? Because the last one was a couple decades ago.
Actually, I was 15 years old when he arrived in the Philippines.
And when Pope John Paul II arrived.
Yes, yes. It was. I remember it being very chaotic. There were tons of people. Supposedly, there were about 4 million who attended Pope John Paul II's World Youth Day. I didn't really get to see him personally or up close because of the amount of people, but you can feel the presence. You can feel people's excitement. It was festive.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that day and what you remember about it?
I remember that many of the young people were inspired to live out their Christian lives because of just the presence alone. For us at that time, it's like every minute counts. We were hanging on every single word that he had told us. Hmm. It was an electrifying, very exciting moment.
What did it mean for you personally? Is it the reason that you got into the ministry?
Yes. I know the Pope has, you know, is a very busy guy. I mean, he's been meeting with so many different dignitaries, and his schedule is packed. But to take the time off from his busy schedule and to make that trip all the way to the Philippines, I mean, that speaks volumes, you know, the effort that he put into this thing.
Well, what would you like to hear from him on this visit to the Philippines?
I would like to hear that the church will always be there for those people that had been forgotten, for those people that seem to be neglected by our society. I've been with many of the people on the ground. I've talked to them on the phone. I talked to them through social media. And until today, there are many people who are still suffering and still waiting for the assistance that they need from the last typhoon that hit the Philippines. And a lot of them are falling into despair, and they're really suffering, silently suffering, without anybody there to listen to them. So I would hope that the Pope would vocalize and would reiterate God's mercy and compassion for them, and that the church will be there for them to assist them in the rehabilitation process.
That's Father Patrick Longalong, a parochial vicar at St. Francis de Sales Parish in Queens, New York, and coordinator of the Filipino Diocesan Apostolate. We're talking about the Pope's visit to the Philippines. Father Longalong, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.